time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And the month of September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And in that month, we have one day that it is a day of celebration. Everybody gets together and just hangs with each other. And so we're going to have a candlelight vigil on that day. But then there's also a walk that's coming up a little bit later in the month of September. And we're going to kind of briefly talk about both of those with her today. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you having me in your studio.
So let's talk about the month of September. And did I say it correctly? Suicide Prevention Awareness Month.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It's okay. Spot on. Yes. Yeah, so September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, and I've spent the last couple of weeks sending out my request for proclamations to all the mayors in Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties so that hopefully they can recognize the month as Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month too, because it affects all of us in every single county. This year, you know, we are trending high for our suicide losses, so it's affecting more people each and every day, and we want to make sure that people know that there are resources and that there's a community of survivors that is here with open arms welcoming them into a community of survivors.
All right. So as we said, the whole month of September is dedicated to this, but there is one day that is World Suicide Prevention Day, and that is on September 10th. And you've got a candlelight vigil scheduled for that day. So let's talk about that for starters.
Absolutely. Thank you. So it is our fifth annual candlelight vigil taking place on Sunday, September 10th, 2023. That is a Sunday, but because it's World Suicide Prevention Day, we felt that it was still important to gather at the Price Peace Gardens. We're going to start that candlelight vigil at about 7 o'clock, and then worldwide at 8 p.m. everywhere. We light candles or turn on our battery operated candles in this case, just in remembrance of those that we love, that we have lost, that maybe are still struggling or have struggled in the past. A way for the survivors of suicide loss to come together to speak their loved one's name in such a vulnerable situation. It can be comforting and healing, and we want to provide that safe space for that community to come together.
And every time we talk about this day, you always talk about it for you. It's a family reunion.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm going on just over 9 years since I lost my husband. And each year, as sad as I am to welcome new people into that group, I'm also very happy to provide the strength and the resources that I have learned over the last 9 years that's right here in Carbon and Emory Grand Counties, so that they don't feel as lost or as broken as I first felt, and know that they have people to lean on for those healing conversations. And just to talk to somebody and say, this is how I'm feeling, is that normal? Of course it is. You know, we're all there to embrace and just support each other and hold each other up with the most reverence of the situation.
So that one, once again, that's going to be on September 10th. Do you need like a head count so you know how many candles to take care of? Or is this just one of those things that, you know what, just show up?
Just show up. It's open to the community. I will have plenty of candles, and we will make sure that your loved one's name is spoken and is remembered. We'll invite people to tell, you know, short stories of their loved ones just so that we know them too, and we can continue to speak their name on the loved one's behalf as well.
And so once again, that's going to be September 10th at the Price City Peace Gardens. Then coming up a little less than a week later, we have the Walk for Remembrance or Walk with Us. And so let's talk about all of that.
So the Southeast Utah Hope Walk is taking place on Saturday, September 16th, again at the Price Peace Gardens. And that's going to begin at about 10 o'clock. We'll have people registering or checking in for the walk. And this is going to be a couple of hours of really great information. Of course, we'll have our community resources and booths there, but we are also going to have Waffle Love for lunch. And we're going to have Dave is going to be there with us to do an on-air live spot. And then we've got the Ambassadors for Hope Choir going to come and sing. And I'm talking with Linda Johnson's dance studio to do a solo dance. Just everything we can do to make sure that this community knows that we're here and that we're strong and we're proud and we can do hard things together. Emmett the Eagle will be there as well from USU Eastern. And then we take that symbolic walk around the neighborhood to just show our unity and compassion toward one another.
I'll say, and this is going to be on September 16th.
September 16th, starting at 10 a.m., Price Peace Gardens.
And we'll all be down there. If you're interested in, maybe, as you said, if you're interested in helping out financially, if you want to be a sponsor or if you want to make a donation, what do they need to do?
Yeah, we always are looking for sponsors and donations. You know, we rely on our community a lot to help build the Hope Squad's funds and to support the suicide prevention and awareness. And this, the last couple of years, we have actually partnered with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. And so all of the money initially goes to AFSP. However, that money comes right back to our community by way of swag and resources and educational programming and our pamphlets on that go out with every QPR that I do. It's very important that we support AFSP and the Hope Squad monetarily. Unfortunately, that's how we operate things. And so if you are interested in, you or a business is interested in sponsoring the event or being a partner with that event, please reach out to me at 435-636-1153. I'd love to go over our different packages for that sponsorship. And also, you know, if you would like to just come and walk to show your support that way, please feel free to register for free at afsp.org/price and sign up a team. That way you can do your own fundraising for a team or for a loved one in honor of a loved one that you've lost to suicide. So there are many different ways that our community can get involved and show our support for the walk.
All right. So once again, a couple of big events coming up in September, as September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. We've got World Suicide Prevention Day, September 10th, that we're going to have the big candlelight vigil down at the Price City Peace Gardens. That'll run from about 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then, as I said, the 16th, once again, we'll be having the walk with us for suicide prevention, and that's going on down at the Peace Gardens as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, and just come together and as a community and support each other. That's what this is going to be all about. Amanda,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave. As always, it's such a pleasure to be in here, and I can't thank you and the radio station enough for all the support that you give us over the years.
Anytime. Once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.